Good morning. It is 7:48 here on the Mighty 690. Time for an update from Coffeyville Community College. Candace Morris joins us here. Good morning. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Hey, fantastic. Good to have you here. And how are things going over at CCC this summer?
Well, they've been going pretty great. We actually just had our children's summer theater performances on Friday and Saturday. I went to the opening night, and the kids did really great. I think that the audience had a lot of fun. There was some comedy, and honestly, I mean, it was pretty amazing how well the kids did with all their lines with, you know, being such a short period of time. So.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how fast they can, you know, pull that together. So
yeah,
it's
definitely.
Really great and awesome to be able to have that experience, I'm sure.
Yeah. And a shout out to our theater director, Matthew Smith, and our band director, Aaron Burke, because they did an amazing job with the kids. They made sure that it stayed fun. Yeah. So it was good.
Very good. Well, I'm glad to hear it was a success.
Yeah.
Well, what else is going on that you like to talk about here today?
Well, today is actually the last day for dropping face-to-face courses. So just a reminder about that for our summer courses. And then we do have some enrollment days coming up. This Wednesday, we have one from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then we have another one on July 9th. And I believe the same times. And we will put updates on our website and our social media on all of that. Basically, this is an opportunity for future students, current students, if they need help with anything. But they get a tour of the campus, help with their financial aid, paying at the business office, all that good stuff. So... yeah.
So this would be mainly for students who decided they're going to go, but they're kind of just starting out, essentially.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, high school students or even adults that are wanting to go back to school. Anybody who just is kind of like, I don't really know where to start. And yeah, so we have all of our advisors that are going to get everybody situated.
Well, that's
so
great. Do you need to register in advance or can you just show up?
So we do have a registration that people can access on our website, and we also have links on our social media posts. I think you can even just email our advisors, which we have all that on our website as well. So
okay, very good. So some enrollment days that are on the way. So I know you also have some reminders for folks here regarding campus here at CCC.
Yeah, so basically throughout the rest of this month and through July, we are going to continue having our offices closed on Fridays. And then for 4th of July weekend, we will also be closed for Monday, July 6th. So just a reminder there for everybody.
Very good. So any other projects that are taking place on campus this summer, anything that you've seen, or pretty normal business as usual?
We do have a few projects going on, some updates to our facilities. So we'll, you know, give everybody a update on that once we're getting closer to finishing things. But yeah, so that's something for everybody to look forward
awesome.
To.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Well, always summer a good time to work on some of those projects.
Definitely, yeah.
So. All right. Well, Candace, we do appreciate you joining us here today. And, of course, hope folks can get a hold of you guys over at CCC if they do have any questions about anything that we've talked about today. What's a good way to do that?
Yeah, just follow us on social media and Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good, you know, main social media profiles. Yeah, so we're always putting up updates. And
okay. All right, very good. Well, Candace, we appreciate you coming on by here today. Look forward to chatting again soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, that is our update from CCC here on the Mighty 690. And coming up next, we do have a little bit of programming from K-State Research and Extension, and we'll also be getting you into an update here on news as well as weather, and then we'll be having a update from Visit Coffeyville at 9:10. Wyatt Starnes will be joining us here at that time here on KGGF.